First of all, I'm here to talk about the Family Crisis Center. But before that, I wanted to mention that because of all our wonderful activities here, spaghetti dinner, the yard sale, the Thanksgiving dinner, the little workshop for the hygiene kits and the school kits has been blocked off. So just last week, I was so surprised when I looked behind it. These beautiful plush towels were there, all kinds of things that I thought people had just forgotten about it. And Lois Webb would be so thrilled because she liked the plush towels. She wanted bigger plush towels, but we're only limited. We're supposed to do hand towels. Well, she would have been thrilled at these towels. They were not any dollar special. They were really nice. And I thank you so much, the families that have been supplying these things. We're almost ready. We have, in fact, I look back there, we have all the washcloths. I thought we needed more, but we've got them. And all we need is soap, and Paul said he's going to get some soap. He said it's already there. So I don't know if we'll start today, but definitely next week we'll start putting them together. Now, I don't know if any of you know people who have been in a marriage where there's been violence. Gosh, I don't know if I would be able to do this. Or abuse. But I think it was the Brethren Church that started this family. Yes, it was the Brethren Church that started this Family Crisis Center where people could bring their children with them. Years ago, you had to put your children in an orphanage. They didn't offer someone to come with their family and be cared for and be helped to get on your feet. And abused women or men either, when they don't think anything of themselves. By the time their partner is finished, their sick partner is finished with them, they don't even think that they could get a job or do anything or care for their children or ever be anything. And they need a place like this where they take them in and they counsel them. They show them that they are good. They are worthy. They take care of their children. They counsel, have all kinds of support groups. And if you read the letters in the back of the hall, people, they've never been treated, never been supported by their families. Years ago, we'd say, oh, well, you made your bed, lie in it. It's not like that. It's not like that. These people didn't know that there would be such illness in their family that they could be treated like that. And we don't want these children to go on and on through generations seeing this and thinking it's okay. So I my heart goes out to this Family Crisis Center. They're barely making it, thanks to people like our churches and other churches, that they're able to stay open. We need to support them. We've got to help these people and make a little. All they're asking from us is to help them have a little bit of Christmas, a little bit of hope. I received thank you notes from them last year. I put them up on the board. I was reading some of them to my grandchildren last night. Two of the grandchildren were over visiting. And I said, and when I read this one, I said, I put it back in the envelope. I said, I'm not going to put that one up on the board. I'm not going to share this one. It's too sad. And I said, look, this card has got a broken heart on it. And my grandchildren said, no, Grandma, those squiggles there, that's a mended heart. And I didn't even see that. I guess I read the inside first. And I just want to read this to you. It says, this is probably a teenager. They, of course, they don't tell us their names. I don't want to be at the shelter. I miss my friends, and I don't like the curfew. I wished that this didn't happen to us. I miss my old school and my stuff. I just want to go outside and have my freedom. I don't want to sound ungrateful, though I am. I am grateful for the clothes that you bought me and my gift certificate. And it's better, so much better, for my mother and all. Thank you. Anyways, I talked to the crisis center, and they have, one of the ladies there said to me that the teenagers and the infants and toddlers, usually they're scurrying around to get gifts from them, the gifts that come from the different churches and help. It's harder, I guess, to buy for teenagers. In fact, I gave my two teenagers that were with me last night, some money to go and would they pick out the gifts for me, because they love to shop and they know what teenagers love. So I just hope they come back with the gifts, because so we've got mostly teenagers and toddlers and infants up there on the tree. Please, everybody, we need everybody to volunteer, because few people can't do it all. If you can't shop, just give it to someone else who can. I'll be glad to shop for you, Steve's a wonderful shopper. He'll do it for you. Please, if everybody participates, we can do a lot. And these people are so grateful. They're not expecting Christmas. They are shocked from the letters you can see there. They just have a safe place and a place and somebody showing them that they can do all right, they can get a home, they can have all these skills to go on with their lives. So please be generous. And there's other things too, if you have more that you want to do, there's a lot, they're in the bulletin, all the things that they need at the shelter all year round. I hope I haven't talked too much, but Steve's going to do the talking about the music, and then we'll be done. Thank you for all your help, everyone.
How y'all doing? She just made my voice weak. She'll get me out of the house again. Caroling. This is our third project, and it's a completed project. December the 2nd, we will spend the entire Sunday afternoon at Oak Crest. They have what they call neighborhoods, and there's 8 of them. If you all like to meet at my house at 2:00, I'm about 10 minutes from Oak Crest, and we can go from my house to Oak Crest, and then afterwards, my wife and my daughter have graciously offered to sponsor coffee and light refreshments afterwards for everyone for participating. December the 8th, we're meeting at 1:00 at our church secretary, Allison Falkhauser's. I believe the address is in the bulletin. We're going to go to Heart Heritage in Forest Hill, which is an assisted living, and then we're going to go and sing at Mary and Darlene Reed's home on Pennsylvania Avenue in Bel Air, and then we'll return to the Falkhauser's house, where she will sponsor a light refreshment and hot drinks afterwards. Sunday, December the 9th, the bulletin says it's not in stone. Well, we chiseled that out this week. We are going to go to Manor Care on Charles Street, and we're also going to visit Margaret Bayless on Oakway Road in Timonium. We don't have a host house at that location for light refreshments afterwards, so if push comes to shove, I know where Dunkin' Donuts is. Okay, I go from Dunkin' Donuts to coffee shop when I'm out doing trips. Keep your calendar open. The pastor's on the hot seat. I'm going to start advertising for the Long Green Valley Got Talent. We have to start that soon. That will be in January. And February is already in stone. That's the ice cream social. So as I like to tell poor Kathleen, put your pew in an upright position, hold on to your Bible, and go along for the ride. The neighborhood's going to know us, and they're going to keep hearing from us. Okay? Because we need to put our message out there. Okay, thank you.